This is a story of Uncle Sam, for Uncle Sam, by Uncle Sam. The story of Plymouth Rock, 1949.
Hi there. Remember me? Sure you do. Why, say, we grew up together, didn't we? Remember the day I first set foot over here? How I rolled up my sleeves, rubbed some dirt on my hands, and built us a place to live in? When I was young, I had a plan. When 13 states old, I began. So I took my plowshare in my hand and worked my way across the land. And then before I knew it, caught the knack that there was to it and grew up to be a man. And my friends all call me Sam, Uncle that is. I stretch from Maine to the Golden Gate. There's a freckle on my face for every city and state. When factories roar, you can hear me feller. When the wind's in the corn, I'm a soft-spoken feller. From my watch fob comes a ringing. It's the Liberty Bell a swinging to remind me of my plan. And my friends all call me Sam. Oh, no, not that growing up was easy. Why, I remember way back in 61, I got so sick I thought I'd split in two. But old Doc Lincoln, he pulled me through. And since then, well, I don't like to boast, but we've come a long way. Yep, we got us quite an establishment these days. Millions of farms and factories and every kind of business you can imagine. But keeping them all in working order, a feller sometimes loses track of people. Just plain people. Why, only a short while ago, Sam says to myself, Sam, whatever happened to all of those nice people from Europe who used to come over here to live? Why don't they come here anymore? Shucks, Sam, you're too young to stop growing now. Well, don't stand there, Sam. Do something. So I hollered out to my 48 states, hey there, could you use some extra folks if I found them for you? Sure thing, Sam. The more, the merrier. You'll get 'em. We'll take 'em. Here's the kind of folks we'd like for you to find. You'll find 'em. We'll use 'em. Here's the kind of folks that we have got in mind. We can use all kind of people, folks who'd lend a willing hand. Folks who are our kind of people, folks like those who build our land. We don't care what kind of labor any of these people do. We just want good friends and neighbors, and we'd like to mention, too, in the middle of the nation, there's a drop in population. So if you find them, we'll take them. Well, good enough, said I. That's just the kind of folks I had in mind. Well, wasn't long before I found myself on the eastern seaboard, walking along the shore, looking for the folks I said I could find. But nary a one could I locate. The wind was blowing soft and easy on my face, and it sounded like someone was talking to me, too. I looked around, and there, far across the ocean, I saw this man standing behind a fence, black against the sky. Say there, mister, you in trouble or something? Who are you? I could just barely make out his voice.
What is my name? My name is forgotten. Where is my home? It's forgotten me. Where do I come from? There's no place for me. I look for tomorrow. Where can it be? My hands are willing, my hands are skilled.
That's not asking too much. Then he smiled and he said, I don't care what kind of labor there would be for me to do. Just a chance to be your neighbor, that is all I ask of you. Well, now, that is a happy coincidence. You're just the fellow we've been looking for. Hold everything. And with that, I hightailed it down to Washington and rustled up a whole caboodle of my legal thinkers. Meeting's call to order. Fellers, I said, here's the proposition. Talking to the states a while ago, did you know they told me so? In the middle of the nation, there's a drop in population. Well, just now, I met a fella needs a job and a place to live. So why don't you cook me up a regulation so's I can get him over here? I got a hunch there's plenty more like him, so make it roomy. Well, my legal fellers mull it over a while, and then, Sam. Is he an American? Why, no. But, Sam, that'd make him a foreigner, wouldn't it? Well, now, said I, seems to me you're forgetting a couple of things. Oh, I come from a long, long line of immigrants back 300 years or more. Oh, they came here from the other continents, walked right in through an open door. On the Mayflower came 100 immigrants. Other ships carried many more. All the passengers then took up residence till this country stretched from shore to shore. From these families came men of prominence. Others made no claim to fame. Mr. Citizen or Mr. President. From a long line of immigrants, they all came. If I come from a very long line of immigrants, 35 million folks or more, they raised families, and you're the evidence. 140 million, now you know the score. For a minute, they looked at me kind of shamefaced. Then, okay, Sam, how many you want?
Oh, said I, about 400,000 would fill the bill, I guess.
Whoa there, Sam, that's a tall order. Will you settle for half?
Well, I'll take it, but I'll be back. And I hightailed it over to the seaboard again.
Okay, mister, come on over.
So he came on over, and I met him in the harbor. Had his wife and youngster with him, their eyes staring out in the dark at the lit-up Statue of Liberty. And the man murmured to himself, I never thought I'd see the sun again. And then, very quiet-like, he said to me, I thank you very much. Why, I thought to myself, these folks, why, they're just delayed pilgrims. I just got here sooner, that's all. Well, no sooner did I bring them to their new home when they rolled up their sleeves and set to work. I stood there watching them, and they sure looked good to me. And I'm thinking I could use a whole crowd of them. So with that in mind, back to the shore I hustled, and I looked out towards the horizon again. Yep, there they were, plenty more, looking straight at me. Looking at me through a fence twice as tall as before. Hey there, I shouted. Come on over. But they just stood there, staring at a piece of paper hanging on the fence. I recognized the handwriting. It was my legal thinker saying,
whereas in our legislation we must draw the line somewhere, folks in need of immigration shall so do we now declare. At a place of registration, these said parties must arrive by December 21st, and in the year of 45 of his coming to our country, his intention he must state. Past that date we stipulate, we'll have to say, too late.
Well, by golly, a couple of short steps and I'm back in Washington. Meeting's called to order. Now, see here, I started out. What's all this about a date? Maybe these folks had good reason to be late.
Can't help that, Sam. If a feller wants to get here bad enough, seems to us he ought to be on time. Well, now, says I, here's a fine how-did-do. Punctuality's a virtue I would gladly advocate, yet I wonder what would have happened to these folks had they been late. If
Columbus had discovered land in 1493, would America have said to him, "Please stay away from me"? When the Pilgrim Fathers came ashore, did they have to punch a clock? Did we say you should have come before, so get right off that rock? When we signed our independence, Mr. Hancock's pen ran dry. Would you kick because the 4th came on the 5th day of July? Old Abe Lincoln, you were born too late. Let's say 3 months too many. Too late to keep your White House date, so please get off that penny. If the 40 miners heard in 50 gold had been located, would they be told, put back that gold, 'cause you miscalculated? If the people in our history books had scrambled up their dates, would you have said, "Don't like your looks, we'll have to close the gates"? If you'd insisted, "Come on time or else just stay away," it seems to me you must agree that be no USA. When I finished, the place was quiet with all of the thinking going on. Gee, Sam, when you put it that way, maybe we were wrong after all. Oh, shucks, I told them. Everyone is entitled to his point of view. Doesn't matter what reasons must seem best to you. Just remember, no matter whoever you be, just consider what's best both for you and for me. Doesn't matter if you want to think of yourself, and in helping a feller, in turn help yourself. It's an even exchange all around, can't you see? So invest in these people, they look good to me. Well, I guess they'll have a new rule coming up pretty soon. Shouldn't be too hard for the sort of fellers who once rigged me up a mighty fine constitution. So here I am, walking up and down the coastline, staring out over the big ocean at the folks over there waiting. Funny thing, this started out to be a story about me, and now it turns out to be a story about some other folks, too. Well, I'm not surprised. All people who come here become part of me. That's the reason all people sure look good to me.
You've just heard Ray Middleton singing and telling the story of Plymouth Rock 1949. An original narrative ballad with story and lyrics by Paul Tripp, music by George Kleinsinger, conducted by I. Zier, and produced and directed by Ted Hudis. To our first Plymouth Rock in 1620 came the Pilgrims, the first displaced persons in our history, seeking refuge from political and religious persecution. Today, in camps in Germany, Austria, and Italy, 1 million human beings seek refuge again. Where shall they go? We've heard their voices, we've searched our hearts, we've examined our books. We can give refuge to 400,000, no more than our fair share. So now we have a law which excludes half of this quota entirely and opens the door to the other 200,000 with one hand and closes it with the other. It judges these people not by any human rule, but by cold religious and national standards. These are our kind of people. Let's judge them as we would judge ourselves. Carl Caruso speaking.